Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy Easter weekend. Hope you are set up to have a blessed barbecue in your backyard this weekend. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks. And yes, welcome. It is the biggest weekend in the Christian holiday, and we're all going to celebrate it in our own way. We hope that you have a great Easter, and remember what the reason for the holiday is.
Absolutely.
So, any grilling this weekend, dude?
You know, as a matter of fact, as we speak, I've got pork butts and chicken breasts on the smoker. And when we're done with the show here, I'm going to harvest them off of there. And I've got a little, my first ever catering gig for a baby shower.
Nice.
And but the ladies wanted barbecue. And I've done some other events that where this person had attended. So there's like, can you come do barbecue for my baby shower? So had a little curveball on it. Yesterday when I was just calling and confirming things, I said, yep, we're going to have pulled pork and mac and cheese slaw and the skinless, boneless chicken thighs. She's like, chicken thighs? No way. We're not having chicken thighs. You told me chicken breasts. And I'm like, oh, the chicken thighs are already in the marinade. So had to shift gears and go buy, you know, 3 dozen chicken breasts and start over. So the thighs and the breasts are on the smoker, so I'm going to have a little extra for chicken salad. You know what I'm saying?
She made a big mistake there.
Yeah, exactly. I thought so too. I thought I was bringing the superior product, but
oh, yeah, you would.
But she wanted chicken breast.
Now you're going to have to be steady Eddie and quick draw at the same time because you got to pull those babies just at the right time.
Right.
Or you're going to have
chicken leather.
Leather.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, I'm planning on taking them to 145. They were just put on before I left, and the smoker, I'm doing those on the pellet smoker and because I don't get fluctuations in heat as much, and I'm going to take them to 145, those chicken breasts, and then I've got the smoker set at 220 right now, and then my pellet smoker, so I think I'm going to be fine. I put them on right before the show, and we'll get done here, and I'll zip home and take them off, and I'm hoping I'll be good.
So you're going to let the big smoker finish them up?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep. Exactly. So anyway, I just wanted to get them, you know, even, and I had a little more time. I put them on a big smoker. I just didn't have that regulated yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. That's probably a good call.
Yeah.
And you only have to do how many of them?
30. I did 3 dozen.
That's easy.
Right. It's 30 people, so it's no big deal. But it was a curveball right at the end. And I'm, you know, what do you do? I got 30 extra chicken thighs. 36, because I did 3 dozen. You know, you always bring a little extra, but they're ladies, so they're probably going to eat half of what I bring anyway.
Yeah, that brings up a good point. We are available for like graduation parties.
Right.
If you guys want to have the grilling guys come and do your graduation party, we love to do that.
Yep, it is a lot of fun.
If it's a bigger crowd, we don't necessarily do so well with little crowds because it's kind of hard to fire up either one of our big smokers for a little crowd. But
right.
The bigger the crowd, the better.
Yeah, and that can work. Really, the way that works best is that we bring the food and we drop it off to you, and you have your party.
Yeah.
You don't need to invite me to your graduation party and expect me to stick around for 4 hours or whatever while you have your open house.
No, but he does have a clown outfit. We sometimes we bring a dog.
Yeah, no, that's
it's a little fun.
That's my grill bitch outfit, right? Yeah.
I had a mishap last weekend. I was trying to write my review and test out that Grilla.
That's the brand is Grilla, Grilla, if you're looking for that pellet smoker, right?
So I'm trying to do a review on the Silverback, and in the meantime, I'm also working on my house. So you know how this ends already, because I got all carried away with trim and trying to pull ribs and wrap ribs and all this stuff, and long and the short of it is I decided they were going too slow and everybody was getting hungry, so I cranked it up and wrapped some of them, left some of them that I had done in this sort of a Mexican marinade, and the ones that were open got overcooked.
Sure.
So they were black when I opened the grill up because I went back like an hour later and it was running at 350, and it's like, I wanted to check them in a half hour.
Right.
And they were really mediocre.
Yeah.
Really mediocre.
A little chewy.
Fortunately, I had a second batch of marinade ready so I could give them a bath and
hydrate them a little bit.
Bring them into something. Yeah. But I gave them away. Those went to Western. They're feeding a bunch of kids at Western.
Right. They don't know that Alex's dad is one of the grilling guys. It's just some stuff Alex made, right?
Sure.
Right.
So priorities, that's the deal. If you got your grill out or your smoker out, make it a priority. That's the takeaway.
Right.
Is you got to get your priorities right. And mine weren't. I was trying to multitask. And as you know, when you're in the construction mode and you got a job going, you got all sorts of other things distracting you, and it's easy to lose track of time. An hour's worth of hard work goes by really quick.
Right.
Whereas when you're bored, an hour takes forever.
Standing at the smoker looking at it. You're right.
I did make it this week over to Lansing to see my clients, and I got done about a little after lunchtime, so I shot downtown and checked out a place called Saddleback.
Okay.
I've talked to him in the past. We tried having him on the show a time or two, but generally, the guy's really busy at the time. A couple years back, he was so busy in the morning with his smoker that it was hard for him to come to the phone. So I always had it in the back of my mind that he kind of figured out the barbecue business. And it's right downtown in that street.
Rio Town?
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Where we did that
right.
remote.
We did a beer festival
back.
There
right.
at a remote. Yeah.
Right, that was a beer fest. That's when I fell asleep, I think.
I might have a picture of that.
One
I
of the
post.
Times.
Yeah. Your wife wasn't real happy that I took that picture, if I remember right.
Yeah. Scrub. Anyway, he's right down there next to that very place we broadcast.
Okay.
And it's just a little bitty place, but I'll tell you what, the guy has got barbecue going on. He has a smoked chicken. I did smoked chicken tacos that were really excellent.
I might have some of those later today.
Yeah. The cool thing that he has is this, it's like a cornmeal muffin, only it's real sweet, and he serves it by the scoop. It's not baked. It's sort of maybe cooked in a pot. I'm not sure, but you get a scoop of this corn
mush
concoction.
Right.
That is fantastic. Very sweet. Really nice in combination with your barbecue, just a little bite. You know, switch your palate around and kind of cleanse your palate a little bit. So every taste of that smoky chicken
taco. It's making my mouth water
right
just
back.
Thinking about it.
It was good.
Yeah.
I was really impressed. Great staff, and he's building another one in East Lansing right now, so he wasn't there. I was hoping to get a chance to talk to him. So it's working for him. He's building a second location, and that's the way barbecue goes around the country right now, especially in the northern part of the country where we don't have the tradition of having those barbecue shacks around for 50 to 100 years.
Right.
They're in the last 10, 15 years making a big surge. And if you want to open up a restaurant, I would tell you, check us out, stick around with us, and learn from our friends, and get in the barbecue restaurant business because it's wide open. Mediocre ones do well.
Right. And here's the thing about the barbecue business, which is different than any other restaurant business, is that when you're out, you're done. You can't post hours in the barbecue business. You can post a starting hour,
right?
But you don't post a finishing
hour.
And
don't get mad if they run out of brisket or they run out of your favorite thing because it's always a guess.
Right.
And if they're always out of that item, then they just don't know how to manage their meat.
Right. But if you go to Texas or you go to places in the South where barbecue has been for this 50, 60, four generations, whatever it is, they set an opening time and they want you to have fresh barbecue so badly that when it's gone, they shut down, right? Stores closed for today. We'll get up and do it again tomorrow. So for Easter, we thought we'd talk a little bit about some seafood and some fresh fish on the Barbie. So stick with us. We'll be back.